We have to think with more precision. We have to be willing to ask the question, what's really going on here? Around the world, researchers are now saying, we've been following the wrong theory. We're spending $5 billion in the U.S. on the wrong theory, putting all this manpower, all these resources that could be coming up a solution for suffering people in the wrong direction simply because we've committed to it. The old cognitive dissonance. All this money and time and energy has been spent, so we better stick on it. The man who first isolated the virus is really a man named Dr. Luc Montagnier. Montagnier is with the Pasteur Institute in Paris. You know what he says about AIDS? Listen to this. He now says AIDS, HIV, by itself, AIDS by itself is not fatal. This is the number one expert in the world. Listen to what he says. Quote, AIDS does not inevitably lead to death, especially if you suppress the cofactors that support the disease. It's very important to tell this to people who are infected. Psychological factors are critical in supporting immune function. If you suppress the psychological support by telling someone he's condemned to die, your words alone will have condemned him. It simply isn't true that the virus is 100% fatal. So this is not an AIDS conversation, but I just want to give you an idea. There are a lot of things that we accept. In fact, some people get upset when they even hear this, saying, how can you even talk this way? I'm not talking this way. I'm telling you that there are alternative views from extremely qualified people. And if we just accept what we're told on the surface and we don't question, it could make the difference between life and death for someone. But you might ask, well, wait a second, how could this happen? How could we be in a position where so many researchers believe the same thing? Well, maybe a little cognitive dissonance could play a role. When you ask Duisberg, how come other people don't ask these questions? He says, quote, it's very difficult to say you were wrong when you're spending $3 billion a year and 180,000 people have been given AZT. They're trapped in so many ways, unquote. And if you're wondering how this dynamic could even affect the scientific community, the people who are committed to supporting society, humanity as a whole, how it can happen, listen to what Dr. Sonnabend says. In retrospect, that HIV was the cause of AIDS was certainly far from conclusively proven. But at the time, given the pressure, the intensity of public fear, the newness of it all, and the glory of the new discovery, the American scientific community settled for less. The announcement was made and an industry was born. End quote. I just want to shake up the legs of certainty you have that what you read and hear is absolutely accurate. Let me give you one final example. It's an anecdotal example, but one I have a personal experience of. About a year ago, I had a gentleman come to my seminar, and he told me that there was a gentleman who came in for a prostate surgery, which is not a complex surgery, and the man should have been fine. There was nothing really wrong with his health outside of that. And what happened was he was mistakenly wheeled into a wrong room. The doctor came in and read the charts, assuming that he came in because he had cancer and a heart problem. He had actually had the wrong charts. So he gave them their version of what we call death counseling or death and dying counseling and never talked specifically about the disease. The man went to bed that night and died of a heart attack. See, this is the power of what's been called in many tribal cultures, pointing the bone. See, what gave witchcraft its power? It was the person's certainty that it would work on them. When that person came along and pointed that bone, people would literally die. Their own certainty that their body would stop created the result. So what can we really learn from all this? Well, I want you to understand with all the enthusiasm that I have for certainty and its power, it is a paradox. It must be used in a balanced way. You've got to be very careful about what you get certain about if what you're certain about has very strong consequences for your life or anybody you care about. And don't ever forget about the human side of these issues, the people that are suffering, because it could be you someday if we don't think smart, if we don't take care of ourselves. Let's be sure to think critically and care deeply. Understand that things may be more complex than the simplified answers that most of us are looking for in this environment of constant information downpour. So in any area of your life, I don't care if that's in the area of what you believe spiritually or politically, or if it's the education of your children, or if it's your physical health, or it's the way you manage your money, those issues that have major consequence do not accept just an expert's opinion or even the majority of people, because the majority can be wrong. Don't accept my opinion. Make sure you think it through yourself. Get second and third opinions and then ultimately decide what you believe is right because this is your life and how it turns out is based on your decisions. Please, for your benefit, make them consciously.